Once upon a time, there was a tailor and a seamstress, and they were married to each other. They were young and hardworking and full of love. And they had a habit, on the same day at the same time every week, they had a ritual. They would put a tablecloth on their table. They would get out their silver candlesticks. They would put new candles in the candlesticks. They would cook a meal together. And then they would sit down and they would light the candles and sing songs of praise to God and say some prayers and then share a meal together. Every week they did this, and every week they enjoyed how their silver candlesticks gleamed in the candlelight. Now, it happened that the country where they lived came upon hard times. And so the tailor and the seamstress found that there were fewer and fewer people who were able to have new clothes made for themselves. So they had less work, and they had less work, and pretty soon they didn't have any work. And pretty soon after that, they had spent all their money on food and candles and other things that they needed. And so one day they said to each other, "Next week we're not going to have money for food or for candles unless we sell our silver candlesticks. We'll have to sell those candlesticks. What else can we do?" Well, the next day, as they were walking in the street, they noticed a man in their village that they had never seen before. He was tall, he had a wrinkled face and a long white beard, and he wore a black cap. His back was tall and straight, and the closer they got, they began to notice, because they always looked at people's clothes, because their specialty was sewing things, they noticed that his coat was very tattered. Then they saw that he had holes in his pants, and then they could see he was wearing sandals, so they could see that his socks were worn through. And they got even closer and noticed that the place where there were supposed to be buttons on his shirt, there was just holes. And so they looked at each other, and they had the same thought. We could help this man. And so they approached him, and the husband said, "Excuse me, sir. Well, welcome to our village. We can't help but notice that your coat needs mending, and I would be very glad if you would allow me to repair your coat." And the seamstress said, "And I would like to patch the holes in your pants and darn up your socks and put some new buttons on your shirt." And the man said, "Well, that's very kind of you, but I don't have any money to pay you." And he turned his pockets inside out, and they also were full of holes. And the tailor and the seamstress said, "Well, it's not going to make us any poorer to help you, so please let us work on your clothing." He said, "Well, there's one more problem. This is the only set of clothes that I have." And so they said, "Here's what we'll do. You come home with us to our little cottage. You can go inside and take off your clothes and get inside our bed. Get under the covers and you'll be nice and warm, and then we'll come in and we'll fix your clothes for you." So they agreed. They brought the man home. That's what they did. And as soon as they could, they got to work mending, stitching, cutting patches, sewing patches, darning the socks, sewing on the buttons. They worked for hours. And when they were finished, they realized the man had fallen asleep in their bed. So they lay down on the carpet, the rug in front of their fireplace, and they slept as well. And in the morning when they woke up, the guest had put all the clothes back on, and he was at the door. And when they woke up, he said, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate the fact that you put such care and love and fixed my clothes." And he said goodbye and left. And that day, they went and sold their silver candlesticks so that they would have money to buy food to eat. And so the days went by, and it came time to, it was the day when they usually put out the tablecloth and the candlesticks and the new candles, and they made the meal. They did have food to eat, but they didn't have their silver candlesticks, and they didn't have candles anymore either. So that made them feel a little sad, and so they said, "Why don't today we sing our songs and say our prayers outside? We'll go for a walk in the forest. We'll enjoy the leaves and the birds singing and the beautiful sky. We can pray and sing to God there, and it will lift our spirits to be out in God's creation." So that's what they did. They held hands and they walked through the forest, and it was a beautiful autumn day. The gold and red and yellow leaves were on the trees and on the path, and they were really enjoying it so much. And they began to notice that some of those leaves were really especially gold and shiny. And so they bent down to pick one up to look at it, and they saw actually this leaf was made out of gold. And they looked down the path, and they saw every little way there was another leaf of gold in some footprints. And they realized there was someone on the path ahead of them, and in every footprint, this golden leaf had fallen. So they ran to gather up these leaves and to catch up with the person who apparently was dropping all these gold leaves. And they saw it was a tall person with recently mended clothes. And when they said, excuse us, sir, you've dropped your golden leaves. And the man turned around. They saw that same white beard and kind wrinkled face, and he was holding that same worn prayer book, and they realized it was the same man that they had just recently helped by fixing all of his clothes. And they tried to give him the golden leaves, but he said, those aren't my leaves. Those leaves have fallen as a gift from the tree of life. And he looked up to watch the golden leaves raining down from the branches of the trees. And the tailor and the seamstress also looked up. And when they looked back, their friend was gone. These leaves are meant for us, they said. Thanks be to God. And so they gathered them all up and they took them home. And they used some of the leaves to have golden candlesticks made. And they used the rest to buy food and a new tablecloth. And for the rest of their lives, which was quite a long time, they used that tablecloth and those golden candlestick candle holders every time each week they sat down to light their candles and say their special prayers and sing their special songs and share their meal of thanks and gratitude to God. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Holy God, we today give thanks to you as we do in each and every season for your graciousness and kindness and goodness to us. And we are thankful, especially today, that we can gather together with these good friends to say our special prayers and sing our special songs and share in a meal that reminds us of your great love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.